Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, so after all of the talk this morning about Rudy maybe stepping up to do something sweet on Valentine's Day for his lady friend.
Lover.
Special lady friend.
Special lady friend,
yes.
Okay, we've moved into the special lady friend territory.
Oh.
Have you given more thought to this and thought, you know what, it wouldn't hurt to do something sweet?
No.
Not at all.
You've thought, you know what? I mean, what's the harm in getting a little token just to show her, you know what? I think you're kind of neat.
Yeah.
Nope.
No. You thought, you know what? We like to hang out with each other. We're going to, you know, celebrate by having a cauliflower crust pizza.
That's Ooh. A big negatory goose.
Ooh. What about those things you squeeze in your hands, like the muscle? Yeah. Things oh, and you get like rose patterns on them.
She'll squeeze something in her hands.
All right, she will.
Yeah, apparently that's all they're both into is just working out, barely eating and
humping.
Doing
Haven't
it.
You heard of it? Banging and clanging, baby. Banging and clanging.
It's like a booty call.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit more there, but not too much.
No, it's, I have absolutely no intentions on doing anything on Valentine's Day. She okay. said that she didn't.
Nothing?
Nothing. She said that she didn't want to do anything. And
except for.
Then I'm down with not doing anything.
Okay.
Fine.
So
I think an edible arrangement would be appreciated.
Oh, there's going to be something edible.
And it will be arranged.
I get why you don't ever want to talk about the people you're with.
It could be chocolate dipped.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be amazing if Rudy presented a chocolate-dipped wiener?
It's a really bar.
Would that hurt? It would have to a little bit.
I was going to say, I forget to turn the pot off.
Can you imagine if some guy did that and dipped just the helmet part in?
Well, I imagine that
like
there's
a little hat. Hello, ma'am.
You know when DQ dips the cone in and then it comes back out and it's got the hard chocolate on it? Yeah, they do have those things out there where you can make a mold of your guy and then give it to your lady on Valentine's Day.
Oh, which is just what every woman wants.
I'm sorry,
golly. Thank you.
That
tiny little thing.
No, you're right. That's why they go down and get like the giant like 3-inch cylindrical, you know, 4-footers down at the sex store because your little guy can't.
Great. Thanks a lot for the old Milwaukee pickle you took and cast up.
4-footer, man. Wow.
Sometimes, God, Dez worked up with his podcast.
Sometimes you need to be in two rooms at the same time. I'm just saying.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, she got herself. That didn't even make any
sense.
I don't
know what that was.
Doesn't even apply.
Yeah.
I don't know
I'm
what you're saying.
Talking about almond joys.
Oh, remember, she's been up since 2:30 this morning.
Yeah. With only like 2 hours of sleep before that.
Yeah. So we can't really expect a lot out of Dez today. She's just kind of goops today.
Are my eyes like bloodshot at all?
No.
It is always funny to hear somebody who has kids and knows that that is coming and you feel bad, but then they're like, I didn't get any sleep, said every parent ever.
I know, right?
No, unfortunately.
He's been sleeping good, so I can't complain. It just last night was not the best, but whatever.
Well, we should probably take a moment for you to apologize to the man you offended at the class with his pajama pants.
Yeah, this is a chance for you to be the adult here.
Continue talking about it.
I think you should apologize for what you've done. You've upset him, clearly.
Go ahead, tell him the story.
Well, I mean, I was just pointing out the fact that when you bring your kid to a class, mm-hmm. I get we can be cash. I mean, I wear pretend workout clothes all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
I get it, but that's socially acceptable, mm-hmm. okay? He shows up in fuzzy workout pants, that would be better. He shows up in fuzzy pajama pants.
Yeah.
Every time. And it just feels wrong. I feel like he thinks he's sitting in his living room and he gets really comfortable and it's too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd mentioned it and I think maybe he listens to our podcast because he was almost in like a suit and tie last night and he would not look at me. He's normally really friendly and he was just like,
You've was like, shamed him, publicly shamed him and embarrassed him. So would you like to apologize now?
Actually, what I want to do is thank him. He looked really nice last night.
But now what if he said the same thing to you now seeing you and he said, you know what, it might be socially acceptable one day a week, but athleisure wear 7 days, come on.
Yeah, he would have to tell every single mom in there that.
What if he did? If he said, guys, can we class it up a little bit? I'm in a full suit here. I mean, come on. Can we class it up a little bit?
He was a little too formal, I'd say, for a ballet class.
Oh, great. Now he's got to figure out the middle.
But I just think he did a good job. And you don't need to be in a full suit, but you also maybe don't be in pajama pants.
Go ahead and apologize to him, though.
I'm sorry that I said it. but I did mean it.
Oh, okay.
That's a backhanded apology.
No, but I am. I shouldn't have said it. I should have just said it in secret to you guys.
Yeah, but now you're glad you said something because he's changed his behavior.
Yeah, I felt like it was better.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. Everybody says
this is.
Yeah, take that.
If you don't change your pajama pants, I'm going to give you a swirly.
Here's what I would say to anyone who calls Des a bully. You need to be bullied.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've been bullied. The kids in sixth grade had nothing on Des.
If anyone says, you know what? I got bullied by that Des girl. Then you need to have your butt kicked because you are a wuss.
Yeah. You're threatening me at work? No. The two of you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's bullying on top
that's
of bullying.
That's bullying on top of bullying.
Okay. Oh. You do need to get
listen, I know who Des's best friend is, and she's the queen of the bullies.
Well, then I need to bring her in and have her show you how to be bullied.
Yeah, right?
Good one. Way to take Ryan's line.
Yeah, I feel like that was bullying.
Yeah, it is. Stop it's being bullying. A bully.
That's rude.
This kid played this during his talent show, and the school just lost their damn mind. Now, we'll see if Rudy recognizes this. Crisco, we know, obviously recognizes this. I'm like, I don't get why they're losing their mind. Listen to this. Yeah.
And then they lost their mind over that?
Yeah. Does that do anything for you? So let me play it again. Okay. Here he is.
You're at home.
So he thinks he's really funny because this is what he's doing. He's playing a very familiar music. Doesn't register with you?
Yeah, blanking out.
Let me spin the computer around.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
So you can see it.
Oh! I know that video very well.
So he said, he basically...
Explain what it is.
Basically was at his...
Let Rudy explain what it is.
Okay. It's great. That is the intro music that Pornhub uses to their videos. It's a little beep that they use. That it's kind of like it's called like a title card. So when the video comes up, it'll show you what you're watching. And then, you know, does the beat there. Pornhub. And then it goes, there you go. Pornhub.
Catchy tune.
Yep. For all you sickles on the internet, Pornhub.
Well,
I'm sorry, but when an entire school erupts when he does just this...
Around, man. Kids know what's up. I saw a guy the other day at Target in a Brazzers sweatshirt. You guys know what Brazzers is?
No.
Crisco knows.
I do.
Yeah, so there's porn production companies, and one of the biggest out there is called Brazzers, and he had a sweatshirt on it. It just said Brazzers, and I was like, I walked by, man. I gave him that look like, you and I, we're simpatico,
ew,
dude. I got you, brother.
Yeah.
Bonding over porn production?
Yeah. Oh, have you not? There was a pornographic movie when we were like 16 that came out. It was called Mixed Doubles, and it was about people playing tennis. And when I was at school, I brought up that to like 11th grade. I brought it up in social studies class, and a guy named Luke Henderson looks at me, and he was like, Mixed Doubles, the one about the people playing tennis, right? And it starts out, and I'm like, yeah. And he was like, oh my God, that's my favorite. I'm like, that's my favorite too.
Ew.
That's what kids do, man. They bounce.
How is that ew?
That is strange. You're like, yeah, that one with the big boob. Yeah.
Not at all.
I mean, that's like what, that's weird to talk about.
No Men way. Versus women. It is totally true.
Yeah.
My favorite story though is still about the porn stash Rudy had and how he passed it on to the younger generation. Yep. Is still the best thing ever when it comes to this. And while we're here, we might as well tell the story.
Well, you said porn stash, and I was like, my mustache?
No, actual stash.
The actual stash, yeah, my actual like bin of pornography that was like books and DVDs and like all sorts of stuff.
It's the greatest.
Yeah, so when we were kids, there was a place called Park Place in Hibbing, Minnesota. It was an apartment building, and we were out in the woods by it, and we found this stack of pornography. Well, come to find out, like, that's what people do. I didn't realize that. Like, you can go anywhere on the planet and go, where did you find your first, you know, hustler? And they'll say, I found it in the woods. So when it was time, when my daughter was getting old enough, I'm like, well, the internet's ubiquitous with porn now. I don't need all this stuff. So I boxed it up, and my fiance went, what are you doing with all that? I'm like, I'm going to take it down to the Veterans Park in Richfield and drop it off in the woods. And she's like, why? I'm like, because that's what you do with it. Then other kids will find it. So I went and I threw it in the woods, and I came back like a week later, and I was on a walk with my daughter, and I was like, I wonder if that stash is over there. So I walked back in the woods where I put it, and it was all gone. And I'm like, and the cycle continues! I
Joke's on you. It's actually just a really horny Yogi the Bear. It's like, this is great. How many things does this guy have in his box?
Just a bear in a tie passed out.
Can you imagine happening upon that box, though, in the woods as a young, you know, 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy, you know?
I can.
I mean,
I did.
Finding this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
being like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boobs for sure. And then you pick up the box, bring it to your house, try to set it down. You can't. Oh, you're like,
no, if I only had a VCR for this antiquated technology.
Damn you, world!
That's the problem. It wasn't DVDs, was it?
It was. Oh, it was. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you had really good stuff.
Well, I was right on the cusp, man, of like DVDs to VHS. I had a couple of VHSers in there, and then that got destroyed. And then the DVD collection, there's a really good shop in Osseo right off of 94 in Wisconsin. I used to stop at on my way back to La Crosse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where the stash came from.
It's funny. I always thought, what kind of weirdos stop into this store?
little tiny short weirdos with blue shoes and toasters. That's who stops there.
What kind of weirdos stop into these stores that make millions of dollars every year? What kind of weirdos go into that place?
Triple X sex store. Oh,
those VHS tapes were the worst. So it's like, hey, I've got a pretty job. This tape is scary. You're like, yeah. What was that? I don't know what just happened.
If you lose the remote, you can't like back up or anything like, you know, yeah.
You walk in, you're like, I wasn't kind and I didn't rewind. Take it back.
Oh, I remember when I was 12 years old, went on a fishing trip to Canada to my Uncle Alex's cabin in the middle of nowhere. It's so far remote. You have to drive probably an hour and a half north of Fort Francis and then pull off in the side of the road, hike into the woods, uncover the boat that's covered with a tarp, put the motor on the back, then zip across the lake to the island where the cabin is.
Wow.
It's rustic. I get into this cabin. I'm 12 years old. First big trip to Canada. Get in there and it's just one big room, right?
Yeah.
And above the stove, there's a wooden shelf filled with magazines.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Dad, look at what they have up there. Oh, my God. And he goes, oh, yeah. Well, take a look.
No!
No!
What?
No! This is weird. And then my other uncle's like, oh, what do you got up there? I'm like, oh, okay. I am not going to sit around and page through magazines. Ew!
I'm going to go ahead and say right now on the record, the reaction you had and your dad didn't figure out that you were gay at that point, that really is on him for making it a big reaction. Ew!
I third
no! Sick, sick, sick!
Boobies, ew!
Oh my God, I'm like, this is not what Canada would want for us. This is just sick.
I went to my barber and he had a Playboy on the table and I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh.
And that was your dad's way of figuring out if you were or not. Let's bring him up to the cabin with all the porn. And if he starts to look at it, we're in the clear.
Yeah. Ryan.
What is this?
What the hell is that?
Is that before or after he gave you a Kathy Ireland poster to put on your ceiling?
After. Okay. Which I promptly put under my bed and rolled it up. I did not want that. So that is degrading to women, Dad.
Right. He used it as a place to practice putting on a table set.
You think your dad was like, I'll give it another shot in a couple years.
I did redecorate the cabin, though, and it looks amazing now. The flow of it was horrible. Oh, redesigned all of it. Redid the kitchen. Yeah, it looked nice when I was done.
That's so good.
A fly on the wall.
Like, do you have any better home and garden magazines around here? I'd rather look at those.
I'm like maybe a hunky fireman's calendar anywhere.
We're not queers, Ryan.
Yeah, no, me either, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
You know, it's funny. I'm not going to say which family member, but when I had a family member when we were like 16, 17 years old, we used to go over to their house and like smoke cigarettes and chew and drink beers and stuff. Yeah. And they were cool about it. And he would always put on lesbian porn for like me and my buddies. And it was always, and we just thought nothing of it. Ah, he's the fun person that we'd hang out with, right?
Oh my God.
That's so creepy.
Didn't realize this. I brought that up at a dinner party one time about it. And a person who was at the dinner party with us was like a child psychologist and was like, you do realize that is so inappropriate and off limits and borderline illegal. I'm like, I don't was just a different time. Anyway, why don't you pass the green beans? She's like, I think we need to talk about this. I'm like, I think you need to shut your mouth. I don't think we need to talk about it.
I have all my weird sex stuff for other reasons.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my God.
So
Say they have stories like this other than freaking Rudy? Yeah,
nobody.
That's the same reaction everybody else had. And I'm like, it was completely normal where we come from.
And now an almost 40-year-old man buys a house and goes, how durable are these ceilings?
You got reinforcing the rafters.
Can I just take a swing through here quick, see if it's going to hold?
Why, sir?
I'm going to just screw this eye hole in there with a couple of carabiners.
Don't pay attention to the fact that I brought my own swing. This is just for effect here. I'm just going to test drawn out.
Go on the outside of the house, and I'm going to yell real loudly. Tell me if you hear me.
I'm going to yell, pineapple!
Banana! Banana! Oh, you couldn't hear me. Scott. You know what? This isn't going to work.
Tell me if the lights dim outside when I fire up this cable.
Did you smell anything weird out there?
Can you feel the sweat coming out the windows? You can. Then we're gonna move on.
Yeah, moving on.
We're moving on.
You got something way out in the woods.
You know what? I found a house that has a bomb shelter in the basement. Perfect.
Perfect. Take it.
Great. Just don't bust out the black light.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So there's a woman who has a meltdown on social media over being a stay-at-home mom and how people think it's so easy. Now, I mean, that is a sensitive subject. We know never, ever to say anything about that.
I'm not saying anything, yeah.
What did they say and what was her reaction? Because I missed this.
So basically she has a whole paragraph. And it is really sad. The picture is her... Terrible segue. The picture is her crying, like full on crying.
Like bawling.
And she says, people say stay at home moms. It's so easy. It's so easy for you to do this, that we're lucky to be able to not have to work, that we're lazy, that it's not real work. So you have nothing to complain about. And she starts it off with, but the truth is it's blanking lonely and overwhelming. You sit at home. You never have a chance for yourself. Yeah. You never get a break. It's constantly mommy, 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 mommy. Mm-hmm. I need you to come over here. I need you to do this. And then at the end of the day, once you get the kids down for a nap, for the 20 minutes they sleep, you stare into the abyss waiting for them to wake up.
Oh, God.
No, I've always said I don't think I could do it.
No.
Like even like a full weekend when Taylor's gone. And it is so much. You truly never get a break. And you're like, stop touching me. Mm-hmm. There's always somebody grabbing at you.
This says you struggle to come up with ways to entertain someone for literally 12 hours a day, every day. You end up wearing the same clothes that smell like sweat and tears from the day before or whatever your kid stained on your shirt. And it's never ending. You get to leave and go to work. Your husband or your wife gets to leave and go to work for 8-9 hours a day. You're stuck entertaining them for 12 hours a day.
I can't imagine being a stay-at-home parent, but I also can't imagine being a parent, period.
No, yeah, it's exhausting.
Oh, I couldn't do it. I mean, hats off to you that do, because that is a job that very few of us could ever do or
she
do
is
well.
Right, though, because that is the stigma. It's like, so lucky you get to be a stay-at-home mom. What vacation is that?
Yeah, oh, your spouse must just make so much money, and you just get to have this ladies who lunch life. Yeah, right.
Although I do see a lot of ladies who do lunch.
Well, maybe they have a nanny. Oh, well, with your kids. Yeah, you have to get out of the house.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do they ever look like if you looked at them the wrong way, they're saying, help me.
Oh, you know, I've never gotten that impression.
I have.
Rudy's really good at reading those signs of people.
Well, usually, I feel like that's something that you make it what it is. There's people who do our job and don't work at it as hard. There's people who are stay-at-home moms and dads and don't work at it as hard as others. So, I don't know. If you're going to sit and complain that I'm home all day and it's so lonely, well, I don't know. Grab a stroller and take a walk. Go figure out something
to do. It's winter. You can't get outside.
It's always an excuse. Yeah, there's something. There's a gym. Take a walk.
She ended it with, but I am alone and I am lonely.
Yeah. I will say that being a stay-at-home parent sucks. I did it for like 9 months and it was awful.
Ugh.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Really hard.
How old was Kinley then?
She was, I don't know, maybe 1.5.
Oh, so you can't even really talk to her or do anything.
Nothing, man. It's just, wah, 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 wah all the time. Yeah. And that's just me. She was strong.
Another thing you had a safe word for.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.